Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf test. We're holding the Mishnah at the top of the Yomud. Remember that we learned yesterday, it says, by the Korban Chagiga, the Chagoysim Oisoi, the Chagoysim Oisoi. And from this we learned that the principal mitzvah of Chagiga is on day number one. And remember, we had a whole discussion, what happens if you were mafresh 10 Korbanos on day number one and you only brought 5, can you continue to bring them on day number two? I got to shayla in the Gemara. I was stamped in Mefarish. Because the Iker is day number one. That's when you got to go and bring it. But what happens if you didn't bring it on day number one? Why? Honest, this, that, the other thing. The Maisi didn't bring it. Says Zukhtam in Zeramishta, you can continue bringing it on day number two or day number three. That it's in the Chagoysim Oysoi to exclude the other days of Yontov is only if you actually brought the Karm Chagig on day number one. Once you brought on day number one, you can no longer bring it on day two, three, four. The Shaila Rashi said yesterday about Toysif. Chagig, if you're bringing Shalmei Simcha, you bring the Dorm and the Davos, that's no problem. But as Chagiga, you can only be Chagoysim Oysoi on day number one. But that's if you brought it on day number one. But if you didn't bring it on day number one, says our Mishnah, you have Tashlumin, not only Kol Shiva, but Kol Shmoina. You can go and be mashlim and bring your Karm Chagiga, second day, third day, even on Shmini Atzeres. Even though Shmini Atzeres is considered to be a regel b'fnei atzmoi, legabe pizar kishav, for 6 feshidin in yonim, but legabe tashlumin, it's considered to be the same yontif. Ishok the Mishnah, mishalei chog b'yontif harishin shel chag, whoever didn't bring his korban shalmei chagiga on day number one, Choygig is called a regel. He can continue bringing it all the other days of Yom Tov, including the Yom Tov Achar Shel Chag. That means on Shmini Atzeres. However, over regel Choyg, what happens if Yom Tov passed? It's already Shmini Atzeres. It's already Simchas Torah. It's already Isru Chag, and he didn't bring his Karm Chagiga. Einu Chayv Achar Yusay. Now it's already too late. You cannot go and bring it any longer. Al Zeh Nemar. This says in the Pasuk. Ma'uvis leyucha liskoin, v'chesroin leyucha lehimonais. This is a ma'uvis, something which you did crooked, if you will, that you can no longer fix. A chesroin, something which is missing, that you can no longer go and be mamal.
Usually we say chai b'chrai is on a particular animal. Mm-hmm. Is he mafrish over here before? Is that what we're talking about?
So some of the mafreshim say that he was talking mafrish the animal in advance, and he was going to bring it during Yontov, but he didn't. So what do you do at this point? At this point, you can no longer bring it on Yom Tov. You cannot bring it post Yom Tov because you can't bring a Chagiga after Yom Tov. So the Turi Evan says you should go and bring him a Turdus the Dova. As the Dorma the Dova, you should go and bring it. In other words, be Mishana from Chagiga and make it into on the Dova.
Because a Pesach you could take a make into a Shalom. I don't know about if Chagiga. Mm-hmm. It is a Shalom in many ways, you could say. It's mm-hmm. not a big deal.
Exactly. You're going making a big, major change.
I'm just saying the lotion and chabachai. Yeah, yeah, seems like you're talking about a particular
right,
animal.
Just like an in the dove, the gabi chayis. Yeah, yeah, shtipt. Reb Shimon Manasseh oimes. Reb Shimon Manasseh goes over sveta episode lagada tzedik. He's not happy that the Tanakhama uses the words ma'uvas liyuchaliskoin on this issue of not bringing a karm chagiga on yontif. And it said, Reb Shimon Asi Oimer, Eizel Mo'uvah Shein Yechol Liskoin. I'll tell you what is a Mo'uvah that you cannot fix. Zehabo Ala Erva V'Hoylid Mimena Mamzer. This is something which is unfixable. This is irrevocable. This is something which is unfortunately a tragedy which cannot be fixed, as opposed to the inyan of not bringing your carbon. Anytime a person does an Aveda, of course he did a terrible Aveda. Anytime a person is not Mekayim a Mitzvah Seh, of course it's terrible. But it's not something that has no remedy. You could always do tshuva, especially now in Chodesh El. But there is a Mu'uvah Shein Yochel Liskoin, and that is if Chas V'Shalom a person is giving birth to a Mamza, there's nothing you can do with a Mamza. You can go and be Metayer the Mamza 1,000 times in the Mikvah. A Mamza, unfortunately, blobbed a Mamza. See, in time you're going to go and tell me the same thing applies with going to the Goyzel. If a person stole, it's also irretrievable, irremediable. No. Yochel Hulach Zero, the Yisakin. There is an Eitzah. Go and remember who you stole from and go and give it back. So therefore, the real term this coin is not referring to our case, rather it's referring to a mamzer case. Nebuch.
Because
the pshat in Ma'uvis means something which at one time was good and then went astray. That's like they say today, the term that was used, that is being used by Baal Tshuva, is really not an appropriate term. Baal Tshuva would sound like a person who at one time was an Er L'chayit. Unfortunately, he went astray, and now he returns to the fold. That's Tshuva V'heshiv, he returned. Most of the Baal Tshuva today, 99% of them, were never in the fold in the first place. Most of them were never Chatinik Shadishba, Vesen Dach Garnish Med Garnish. So for them to go and call them a Baal Tshuva, that term is somewhat inappropriate. But regardless, getting back to Shimon Yechai, Ein Karim Ba'uvasal, let me show you Mesukim Batchila. He was at one time Takan Er Lechiyid, a Tamad Chocham, a Fayin, a Guta. Vinisavis, unfortunately, he went astray. The Ezezer, give me an example, Tamad Chocham, a Poyrish Menatoyid, originally the Tamad Chocham, and Ed Kalem, and all the Guta Zachin. And Nebuch, after that, he went astray. This is Tamad Ubashin Yuchalisko, this is Taka, a very bad situation.
He could do Chiva, what?
He can, but if he means until that point, he's now Ma'uvas. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have to be Dafka Mamza. A Ma'uvas means something that was grued and what gemach krim. This is a Ma'uvas as opposed to something which was born krim. It's not his fault. That's where he was born. Okay, anyway, we're going to talk a little bit more about
with
these.
With the Mamza, the problem there is that he's living the whole time Shalai Kedin. So what are you giving me later on with the Mamza? Even before the Mamza, it's Ma'uvas.
The Gemara is going to ask you a question, Umid Bezim. We're going to have a Braisa, which is Taka going to say like you, that's the living together is already Ma'uvas. We'll talk about that in a minute. How do I know that Tashlumin is not only Kol Shiva, but even Kol Shmoyna? Of course, by Sukkot, not by Pesach. But how do I know by Sukkot is a Shmoyna? Shmini on it. Vili Omer, Rabbi Yochum, Shom, Rabbi Shmoyl, Nema Atzeres B'Shviya Shal Pesach, Venema Atzeres B'Shmini Shal Chag, and I make a Gzeres Shav. Now, where does it say Atzeres B'Shviya Shal Pesach? So, those of you that have the Torah, or it says on the side, I'm sorry, Vazakti.
Sorry.
Nothing happened. Sheishis yomim toichal matzois, uve yoyim ashvii, atzeres lashem alikech loisas emalocha. We're talking about Pesach. 6 days, sheishis yomim toichal matzois, uve yoyim ashvii on the 7th day of Yontav, atzeres lashem alikech loisas emalocha. Sheitach aloshen atzeres. When it comes the 8th day of Sukkot, it says, be yoyim ashmini, atzeres tiyalochem, komalecha savoyd loisasu. So here it says atzeres. Here it says atzeres. Machtecha gzeir shav. What's gzeir shav? Malalon lefashlumen. Just like when it comes to shvi shel Pesach, the final day of Pesach, you can go and be mashlim because it's still part of the same yontif, and you can be mashlim the carbon chagiga that you didn't bring until now. Afkan, the same thing on the 8th day of Sukkot, even though it happens to be technically a new yontif. But I learn atzeres l'tashlumen that you can also be mashlim on the 8th day. Just like this atzeres you can be mashlim, this atzeres you can also be mashlim.
Even though it's chag b'fnei atzeres.
That's Gemara's kasha. So Gemara gets mufna. You have to say yes. What's his Rabbi Yehuda?
Also the chiddush that Yom Shmini is not usually it's only shiva yom for tashlumen.
Where else do you have the din of tashlumen?
By the other
Yom Tov, because you have a pasuk and they only have 7 days of Yom Tov. Here you have 8 days of Yom Tov by Sukkot, including Shmini Atzeres. So therefore, our Gemara is telling us that the Tashlumen doesn't just go 7 days; it goes the full 8 days. By Atzeres, by Shavuos Mamish, the Gemara says Tvasim Ublei Tvasim Vasim Yutu Tvas. I have it says in the middle Chag Sukkot. The Gemara Darshan says that we learn one from the other. Which one do we learn from? From Pesach, we don't learn from Sukkot, because Tfasta Meyuta. Just take the 7 days, not the 8 days. But getting back to Agamara, Agamara tells us from Atzeres, just like the final day of Pesach, here's the final day of Sukkot. Zok the Gemara, Mufna. It's gotta be that one, or at least one of the two, is Ibrik. This is a famous rule when it comes to Hilchos Gzeiros Shavos. You can't just go and take any word which is the same in the Torah and say, okay, it says this one. It says here, Vaidabash of Moshe Leimer. Here it says Vaidabash of Moshe Leimer, learn one from the other. It's got to be Mufna. Mufna means that the word has got to be superfluous. If it's superfluous, then you can use it for a drasha. So says the Gemara, it's got to be Mufna. Why? The Lav Mufna, if it's not superfluous, Iklimifrach, I have a pircha on the Gzeiros Shavos. Malish Vishal Pesach, Shekein Enei Choluk Mishalafanov, That's the kasha that everybody's asking. That the seventh day you can be mashlim and bring the Karm Chagiga, you understand? It's still part of Pesach. But when you're talking about Sukkis, Shmini Atzeres is not Sukkis anymore. We don't take the Lulav and Esrig. We don't go into the Shukkis. It's a Chag B'fnei Atzmai.
You make a Shechayanu.
You make a Shechayanu, etc., etc. So, Ibazoi, that being the case, maybe I do not learn the Atzeres, unless it's Mufna, unless one of the words at least is superfluous. It's more like, yes, Itak is, Afnuya Mufna, Itak is superfluous. How do I know? Mechti, let's take a look at the Pasik. My Atzeres, what's the definition of the word Atzeres? Definition of Atzeres means Atzor Basias Malacha. Stop from doing work. Freitimor HaKsiv. That same pasuk that we quoted by Pesach, the very same pasuk says, "Sheish yomim toichel matzos, eat matzos 6 days. Uvayoyim mashvi'in on the seventh day, atzeres la'Hashem elokecha, loy sase malacha." It says loy sase malacha. So ibazoi atzeres because of Rachman Alamli. Why did it have to go and say it's an atzeres la'Hashem elokecha, loy sase malacha? You're repeating yourself twice. Atzeres means atzer basiyas malacha. Loisas malacha means don't do malacha. Elishma min alafnu, you come to tell you ta'ake that this word atzeres is totally ibrik, and since it's ibrik, it's superfluous. That's why I can learn the gezeira shav.
I'm just trying to find the pasuk. Is that that's? I don't have the thing. Where is the pasuk?
The pasuk is in Dvarim Tezayin, which means
okay,
in Parshas
okay.
Re.
Now I remember.
Look at number two.
I just without
no problem. No, everything is fine. Alts is good.
Yeah,
it's good. All right. Now the chayyim we can go and ask, and this is what I thought you were going to ask. Everybody knows the famous Gemara that there's a machloikis whether it's enough to be mufna mitzad echad or whether it's got to be mufna mishnei tzedodim. And the chayyim, our Gemara is only telling us that it's mufna on one side. Which side is that? The side of Pesach, where it says meyoy mashvi. So, what about it has to be mufna mishnei tzedadim? Is yognim afarishim doesn't nishver? Because when you look at shmini atzeres, it says the same thing. Again, you have the word atzeres lashem lekechem. Don't do malacha. Stachmeiter atzeres is mufna, and therefore it's mufna mishnei tzedadim. So why didn't the Gemara bring it? And the Gemara felt, hey, look up the pasuk yourself, you can figure it out on your own. But one of the Achronim says, no, you don't have to give that reason. Our Gemara is quoting over him, the Ikka Machloikis, whether it's got to be Mufn Mishnei Tzedodim or Mufn Mitzad Echad, is the Gemara Mesechtes Nida. And the Gemara over there says that Rabbi Yishmael holds it only has to be Mufn Mitzad Echad. You don't need it to be Mufn Mishnei Tzedodim. And so therefore, that's why the Gemara didn't bother bringing it, because I don't need it. Rabbi Yishmael, like the Rabbanan, I need to be Mufn Mishnei Tzedodim. Like the Rabbanan, they have to take another Pasik. But we're talking Lefi, Rabbi Yochan Mishom, Rabbi Yishmael. Good. Anyway, continuing. So, bottom line is we have so far one drasha, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim, Rabbi Shmuel. How do I know all 8 days? Atzeres, atzeres. The time of Maisel Mehocha, however, Rabbi Yochanan was an Amoira, but I find a Braisa which brings another Mekar. What's the other Mekar? It says in the Pasuk, V'chagoysim oisei chag la'ashem shivas yamim, which is the Iker Pasuk that tells you that you bring the Karm Chagig on day number one. Yochel yehei choygig v'hoylech kol shiva, since the Lashon HaPasuk is V'chagoysim oisei chag la'ashem shivas yamim, I would think, l'chadchila, you can go and bring a Karm Chagig every single day of Yontif. Tamaloymer oisei V'chagoysim oisai. Oisai at choygig. Bring it the first day of Yontif. V'yat choygig kol shiva. Don't bring it on day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to bring the Karm Chagiga on day number 1. And don't bring it on the other days. Shiva. So why does the Pasuk say, V'chagoysim oisai chag la'ashem shivas yamim, if you're only supposed to bring it on day number 1? Oh, zibar l'tashlumen. Oh, those are the Mishnah. Avad l'chadchila, bring it on day number 1. And if you brought it on day number 1, don't bring it any other day. It's one day. V'chagoysim oisai. But what happens if you didn't bring an a day number one for whatever reason? Litashlum, and then you got 7 days for tashlumin. Shivas yomim. Okay, but we only know now shiva. What about Shmini Atzeres? Umenayin shem lechog yom tabrishin shel chag shechogig v'hoylich es kol haregel v'yontifu achrei, meaning not only Shivas Yomim, but also Shmoinas Yomim, Shmini Atzeres. Tam aloimar v'choydish hazeh t'choygu oisoy. I'm sorry. V'choydish hashvi t'choygu, thank you. V'choydish hashvi t'choygu. No, I don't. Is Rashi, it's not Rashi. The Torah Ora Shomim brings the whole pasuk. It's the same pasuk that we're quoting. The Chagoyisim Oisei Chag Lashem Shivas Yomim Bashana Chukas Oilun Doirei Seichem Bachoyrish Hashvit Ochoygu Oisei. Ah, so the same pasuk that says Chagoyisim Shivas Yomim says Bachoyrish Hashvit Ochoygu Oisei. So what do I learn from Bachoyrish Hashvit? To be marbe one more day Shmini Atzer. So you're going to go and ask the obvious kasha. Ibachodish Hashvi, Yochel Yehei Choygig V'Hoylech HaChodish Kulay. Maybe you could continue bringing the Korban Chagiga not only for 8 days, but until the end of the month. The last day of Sukkot usually falls out Be'erech on Chov Beis of Chodesh Tishrei. From Chav Beis until Rosh Chodesh is another week or so. So maybe you can continue bringing Korban Chagiga for yet another week. That's why it says in the pasuk Oisoi. Now this is not the Oisoi that we had before. If word Oisoi that we had before was the beginning of the pasuk, the Chagoyisim Oisoi Chag Lashem Shivas Yom, but the pasuk ends off Ba'achodesh Hashvi Dechoygu Oisoi. Nochan Oisoi. Oisoi Atachoygik V'Atachoygik Chutzolai. So Ba'achodesh Hashvi comes to be marbe additional time beyond the 7 days, beyond the Chagoyisim Oisoi Chag Lashem Shivas Yom. But how much extra time? I would have thought the ganze chodesh. No, the ganze chodesh Oisoi. We add one more day Shmini Atzeres, and that's it for purposes of Tashlum. Kum Techois. Here, if you want, you can go and put a period to that. We have now, if somebody stops you in the street and asks you, how do you know there's a din of Tashlum and not only of 7 days, but even of 8 days? So you tell them we have two Mekoyres in the Gemara. We have Rabbi Yochanan Mishum, Rabbi Shmuel that learned Atzeres, Atzeres from Pesach, just like Pesach, the final day is also Tashlumin. Here by Sukkot, the final day. What's the final day? Yom HaShmini, the Atzeres, is also Tashlumin. That was Rabbi Yochanan's drasha. And then the second drasha was from this Braisa, that the Braisa says, I learned from the Bechoydish HaShvi, to be marbe not only 7 days, Shivas Yomim, but also Bechoydish HaShvi, extra days in the Chodesh, but not all the extra days in the Chodesh, only Oisoi, one extra day, Shmini Atzeres. Zerafai. Okay, now we said Tashlumin. Freitimar, what's the definition of Tashlumin? And of course, we already had this machloikis on Daf Beis Amud Aleph at the very beginning of our Mesechta. My Tashlumin, how do you define Tashlumin? Rabbi Yochanan Omar Tashlumin, the Rishoin. If you didn't bring the carbon on day one, and you bring it instead on day two, three, or four, those other days are all being Mashlim, the Rishoin, the first day. Each one is tashlumen for each other, meaning, says Rashi, that there is a new chiyuv every day of Yontif. Avad and Avad, the principal, major, primary chiyuv is day number one. But if you didn't bring in a day number one, now you have a new, brand new chiyuv on day number two. So that you bring in on day number two is not because you're being mashlim for day number one. The reason why you're bringing on day number two is because it's a naya chiyuv on day number two. So you're going to say, what difference does it make? It's a naya chiyuv. It's the old chiyuv. I bring it. So you might as well grace a nafkimina. We have this nafkimina on daf days. Mai benayin Reb Zera. Chiger b'yem rishon. Nismash b'yem shredi ikim benayin. What happens if he was a chiger on day number one? As we know from our first Mishnah, chiger is potter. How do I know it's potter? We learn it from... Regolim, it's a Sholish Regolim, and Regolim is Raglayim, and Chigir Nebuch doesn't have two normal feet, so therefore he's Potter. So he's taking the Mishnah Da'av base. But what happens if on day number one of the Yontif he was a Chigir? Egeitzim Rav, and he says to the Rav, am I Machuyev to bring Karm Chagiga? Nein, you're Potter. Okay, it's Potter. Day number two of Yontif wakes up, he starts walking the street. A miracle, a moif is Baruch Hashem, he's able to run the marathon. Kanayin Ara, I guess a gate, he hasn't had feet like this for the last 20 years. It's a mamash a feet. A and the Baruch Shemot gets a vis. So now the question is he mechuyev? So if you're going to go and tell me that the whole chiyev is only al tashlum and l'rishoin, I have to be mashlum day number one. Day number one, I was potter. I don't have to be mashlum. I got a written tshuva for the Rav. He didn't write on Yontov Chalila, but I have a written tshuva that I'm potter. I have been the chachiker. So therefore, he's potter day number two, three, four, five, etc. However, if you're telling me each day is a brand new chiyev, each day is a naya shayla. So day number one I was taka potter, but if Baruch Hashem on day number two I have gitta gizinta fees, then I'm a chuyev. And that's the nafkimina between the two pshatim. Why do we bring it back on daf beis? We wanted to say that perhaps the hakal asuyamai is a person who's chiger biyom rishoin v'nispashet biyom shayni.
So we're saying that tashlumin is the same chiyev as though the first time.
That's the machlokes. He's up there good. You're going like Rabbi Yochanan, that according to Tashlum and Larishan means that on day two, day number three, it's just a replacement for day one, and if day one you were potter, you don't have to replace it. I was potter, I'm exempt. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, each day is a brand new chiv on its own. Therefore, the Gemara now explains, Rabbi Yochanan, Tashlum and Larishan, keep it like Chazabarishan, like Chazabishani, if you're exempt on day number one. You're potter on day number two. Rabbi Shiomar Tashlum and Zelazet. That Afgam Chazbari Shain. Chazbari Shain. Ainu Haram is taking potter on the first day, but nevertheless, he's Machuyev on day number two. Okay, Zayigit. Frank Timor Miom Rabbi Yochanan Hochi, is that what Rabbi Yochanan said? That if a person is potter, then you do not have to be Mashlim. Aiva Omar Chizkia. Nitma Beyoim, maybe. Belaila ainah maybe. Rabbi Yochanan Omer af belaila nami maybe. Now we're really going off on a tangent, so we have to explain a little bit the background of what the Gemara is going into. We're now switching channels for a moment from Hilchoy's Shalmei Chagiga and Tashlumim by Shalmei Chagiga to a person who's a Nozir. Now we all know a person who's a Nozir has to go, has at a minimum, he has to be Noig Nazir for how many days?
30 days.
How do you know? You know that from?
Stam.
Stam, yes, Stam Nazir Shvoshim Yoim, because it says in the Pasuk, Yiyah, which states, Kodosh Yiyah Gadol Peres Roshim, and the Gemara says, Yiyah is Begematria, Yud, Hey, is a Gematria, 30 altogether, you understand? Yud is 10, more or less, and then Hey is 5, and 10 and 5 is 15, and then again, another Yud, another Hey is another 15, 15 plus 5 and 5 is 10, and 1, and it's 30, approximately, give or take, is 30. Yes, Rabbi Kohn.
You have the expression,
right. Right, exactly. Yes.
If you have it by
Tzvilot,
that you have
Tashmur. If Rabbi Kohn is asking Taka, if the Davenins are connected to Kabonois, and if you tell me that Batul's Manoi, Batul Kabonoi, if you can no longer bring the Tomet Shul Shakar, how can you go and Daven Tushman Esrei's Mincha in the afternoon? Very good.
I don't know.
But getting back to our Gemara now. So our Gemara now is talking about a person who became a Nazir. And Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom, because it says Kodesh Yihyeh. God will perish our Russia. Right? Zayit. 30 days. What happens if day number 1, day number 2, day number 5, day number 8, day number 12, whatever? Unfortunately, he becomes Tomei V'chiyomus Meis Olav V'pesa Pisoim. What happens now? And unfortunately, Hayom Rishonim Yiplu Ki Tomei Nizrei, all the earlier days, forget about it, this is history. You got to start all over again. But you don't start all again immediately, because he's Tomei. What do you have to do? First, you have to have the 7 days of purification through the Paras Chatos. You have to have Shlishi Ushvi. You have to have Hazor, the sprinkling of the Pura Aduma water. Zegat. At the end of the 7th day, you have to toivel in the mikveh. And then, at night, you take a break. The next morning, on day number 8, you have to go and bring your karbonos. What type of karbonos do you have to go bring? You have to 3 karbonos. One is a chatas oif, one is a oif, and one is a kesh. Yeah, exactly. Fine. Good. Anyway, you got to bring 3 karbonos the next day. Fine. What happens if in the middle of his 7 days of purification, he happens to have touched another mess, Rachman Litzlan. Boy, this guy is in a real mess. Another mess. So what happens? So then he's going to have to start his purification all over again. Because after all, you have to shlishu shvi. What happens if on day number 7, he already did that zoas shvi? Baruch Hashem, oh, I'm going to go to the mikveh tonight. On the way to the mikveh, Nebuch, he tripped. He stands up. What I trip on? Nebuch, he tripped Nebuch on a mess. So he became Tomei yet again. So what's he going to have to do? He'll have to start again the whole 7-day purification process. Will he have to bring a second set of kabbonis? No, because he didn't start a new Nazirus yet. He's still in his first Nazirus. And therefore, he can be matam himself within that 7 days 100 times. And for that matter, the extension of the 7 days. In other words, the first 7 days, Shlishi Shvi, day number 7, Nebuchadnezzar becomes Tame again. He starts again Shlishi Shvi, and then again on day Shvi, the next Shvi, Nebuchadnezzar becomes Tame. This could go on forever. He's only mechuyev one set of kabbonis because he never started the Naziris over again. Now, let's go to the other extreme. What happens if...
Even if he bought it already, the kabbonis.
Even if he bought it, and yes, he
was... Which could say the kabbonis were machapa.
He was mafresh, but he didn't bring them yet. Now, what happens...
Oh, he didn't bring them.
He did not bring them yet, because he bring them b'yoyim ha'shmini. I'm talking about yoyim ha'shmini.
Of course.
No problem. Now, what happens the other extreme? Meaning, what happens if the yoyim ha'shmini, it's now the eighth day. Eighth day, he bought his three kabbonis. He's bringing them now to Yerushalayim. He's bringing them now to the Beis HaMikdash. And then he trips over a mess and he becomes Tamei. Then everybody agrees that he's going to have to bring two sets of kabbonis. One set for the earlier Naziris, and the new set for the new Naziris, which started this morning. I didn't even know it started this morning. Yes, it did. Because once you finish the 7 days of purification, and now on day number 8, you're ro'oi to go and bring the new set of kabbonis.
Was he makriv?
He didn't even, he wasn't even makriv yet. He's on the way.
He himself infuses him with Naziris again.
Right, because the Yom Rishon Yiplu, and Behizer Lashem, as he made Nizrai, that day starts the counting of day number 1, even if he didn't say Hinni Mucharam Zum on day number 1. As soon as he woke up
he's
in the morning,
until he brings the car.
He is Avada. Nobody disagrees. But he starts his Naziris even before bringing the Kabbalah. Good. That's according to everybody. The Machloikis is going to be what happens if he becomes Tomei at night, the night between 7 and 8. Matzah 7 days. He's already Shlishi Shvi. He already had his Tahara in the Mikvah. He has his Kabbonis all lined up, all ready to bring the next morning. He can't come to the Bismigdish at night. He can go, but the Bismigdish is locked at night. So he can't go and bring his Kabbonis now. What happens if he becomes Tamei now? That's going to be a Machloikis now between Chizkiah and Reb Yoichanan. Whether he's going to have to bring two sets of kabbonis? Do we say the new Naziris already began at night? After all, the Jewish day starts at night. Or do you say, no, he's not finished with his old Naziris until the next morning, B'yom HaShmini, when he's able to go and bring his kabbonis? And that's the machlokes now between Chizkiah and Reb Yoichanan. Back to the Gemara. Five lines in the back. Nitma biyoim. If he becomes day, he becomes tome. Biyoim meaning on day number 8, maybe you have to bring two sets of kabbonis. The old set for the first 5, 10, 20 days that he was nazir and he became tome. And for the few minutes today on day number 8 that he was noyheg nazirus, because the Tumah was already beyond him. He finished the Naziris. He finished the Tumah with the Tahara. He has to go and bring Kabbonis, but he already started new Naziris today. And since he started new Naziris, after 5 minutes he comes Tomei, maybe he'll have to bring a second set of Kabbonis. However, Balayla, if he became Tomei at night, the night before, between 7 and 8, ain't a maybe, because he didn't start the new Naziris yet until the next... Why didn't he start the new Naziris yet? Because the Naziris only begins at the moment that he's ro'oi to bring a carbon the next morning. Since you cannot bring a carbon at night, since it's not ro'oi to start the new Naziris yet, so therefore if he becomes Tamei, it's still part of the Alta Cheshbin, and therefore one set of Kabbonis will be Motzi Bo. Gesundheit. That's according to Chizkiah. Rabbi Yechon Omar, even though he cannot bring his karbonos yet, he's got to wait until the next morning, and he becomes Tamei, the halacha is he has to bring a new set of karbonos. So what do I see from this? I see that even though a person is not ro'ui to bring a karbon, this guy can't bring it at night on Matzah Shiva at night. So he's like the guy who is a chiger b'yoyim harishoin. He cannot bring kabbonis as a chiger. So just like Rabbi Yochanan said, that if you were potter at the time of Chiyuv, then there's no din of Tashlumin. Chiga b'yom rishayin. V'nispache b'yom hasheini. Your potur. The Chayi should hold the same thing over here too. Since he could not bring the carbon at night, he's like a chiger, he is exempt from bringing the carbon. If now he becomes Tamei, I should go and say that there is no din of Hashlama. He should not have to go and bring a second set of karbonos. It should be enough to bring one set of karbonos. That's the Gemara's question. Yes.
Hashlama here.
The flaw in the chiger is in himself, in the gavra. Mm-hmm. Here, the base of mitzvah is closed, and it's not right for avodah.
What you are focusing on is the question of whether laila mechusar's man, alam mechusar's man. That's the Gemara is going to address on the omid base. Okay. So, Mitzvah, we're going to get to that. Your question of Hashlama, let's look at the Rashi over here of Rabbi Yochanan Omar. See Rabbi Yochanan in the second wide line, down below. Rabbi Yochanan Omar. Second one line of Rashi. Riachanayam, Hoyil v'tovel l'tumosai rishoino. He was already metam, he was already toivled for the first tumah. In other words, the 7 days passed. He already shlishu shvi. He toivled on day number 7. V'herif shimshin is already herif shemesh. It's now matzah day number 7. Nischayv b'karbon. He's already mechuyif to bring his karbonis. V'avol pishein laila roy l'karbon. It's not roy to bring karbonis now. The besmidish is locked. Alma. Afal gavdle roi le karbon, even though he's not roi, yesh loy tashlum, and he has to be mashlum, and he has to go and bring a second set of karbonis for the karbonis that he's not bringing now. He should bring the karbonis now or tomorrow morning. I cannot bring the karbonis the next morning because the guy is tamei. Fine, wait another week, he'll become tar, and then I'll bring two. I'll be mashlum for the karbonis, both for the one that he was supposed to bring originally on day number 8, and for the new tumma that he started, the new nazir.
It's just not the same kind.
The lashon is not the same.
It's not the same. Here the question is only one question.
Yeah,
did the chiyuv of nazir start out? Mm-hmm. That's really what we're talking about.
Right.
So this is really not the same.
So what the Gemara is assuming at this point is, thank you very much, that in fact the chiyuv of naziris is chal already at night. However, this person is potter from that naziris. Why is he potter? Because he's not roy to bring a carbon. Just like the chiger is not roy to bring a carbon. Here, the Beis Hamikdash is not roy to bring a carbon. Gavran chefza, but Lamaisi can't go and bring a carbon. And nevertheless, the din of tashlumin, he has to be, maybe he has to go and bring a second set of kabbalas. That's the Gemara's kashya. Everything more Amr Birmiya, I'll tell you why there's a difference between our Hashlama by Hilchois, Chiger by Shalmei Chagiga, and by the Nozer became Tomei. You know why there's a difference? Shani Tumah, the Yeshlo Tashlumen bePesach Sheini. Tumah is special. Now, we don't mean that the Nozer brings his Korbanis on Pesach Sheini. We mean in the parish of Tumah, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave in the parish of Tumah one of the subsets, one of the rules and regulations about Tumah is you become Tamei, you always have a backup situation, you can always be Mashlim.
But not the other Kabbalahs.
What do you mean the other Kabbalahs?
Chagiga, what you can bring it, there's no way forever.
100%. That's right, but we're not talking about a person.
Here, Pesach Sheini is an Oisnam. I mean, let's say the other Kabbalahs, just what we talk of as money, a bottle Kabbalah.
I agree with you that you're asking Rabbi your mom is just saying the same Velta of Rabbi Kahn.
I'm not talking about Tefillah, that's Rabbi Rabbanah, I'm talking about Kabbalahs.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, but the point is, what the Gemara is telling us is that the Parsha of Tumah is such that a Kodesh Baruch Hu said that if a person becomes Tameh, you can always be mashlim. Where do I find that a person becomes tummy can always be mashlim? From Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheini. That a person has to go and bring his carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach. But what happens if the person happens to be tummy? He's to bring no problem. You got a second chance, and that's on Pesach Sheini. Oh, you have a second chance, you can be mashlim what you missed out on Pesach Rishon. Same thing over here. When this Nozir became tummy, even though he was not roi to bring a carbon yet because it was still night, Tumah is separate. Tumah Kodesh Baruch Hu says there are more ways than the original way. I always give you a backup option. Just like by Karm Pesach, I give you a backup option of the person's Tumah. I give you here also a backup option. And what is that? To go and bring a second set of Karbanis. Those are the Teretz for Rabbi Yirmiyah. Zog Dimar Maskel Rapapa. Yeah.
How much time after? Because by Pesach Sheni you have a specific time
right
after, but over here.
Every Hashlama you only have a certain time. The Mushal Legabe, the Teshlumen for Yontif, you also only have until day 8. You can't go till day 9,
so
10.
You're giving them in day 8, but not 30 days like.
Exactly. Same thing over here. Legabe Pesach, you only have one Pesach Sheni.
Pesach Sheni is only because the Torah says specifically in this scenario. I mean, if you miss Pesach Sheni, you don't have in Sivan also.
Derech Chayken. You're right. Maskim. But I agree with you. But the Gemara holds that this is a Gilui Kro, that it's not just Exeter's because of only Pesach Sheni. It's a Gilui Kro that any time you have the Parsha of Tumah, always think in your mind, Tumah, there's always a backup option. What's my backup option? That in case I cannot bring Kabonis as a result of Tumah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us some sort of default backup option. By Pesach, let's bring a Pesach Sheni, and by this Nazir, the backup option will be that even though he couldn't bring his Kabbalah now because I'm Tumah, I'll bring in 7 days, I'll bring a second section
so
of 7 days.
So according to this, is somebody missed Pesach Sheni also because of Tumah?
I see, you only get one backup option, you don't get 20. That's what we said, that's what really was Uri was asking. By Hashlom and Lemushal for Yom also, you only have until day 8. I mean, you don't have Hashlom forever. You have a certain time period. One by Tumah, you get one extra chance. Shani to me yesh l'tum b'feitzah. Freitim or maskel or a papa. Hanich l'man di omar, Pesach Sheni. That's very good if the one man di omar that holds a Pesach Sheni is tashlum and derishen hu. El man di omar, Sheni, regular b'fnei atzmai hu, my ikal ameimer. This is a machloikas of gabi Pesach Sheni, whether this is considered to be taka tashlum in, or whether it's abuzundra na yechiv. Now we say to ourselves, I don't understand what you're talking about. The whole reason why you bring Pesach Sheni, if you couldn't bring by Pesach Rishon, it's a zikr, it's tashlum in the Rishon. No, there's a major, major nafkamina. And this applies, and in fact you'll hear it every once in a while, if you listen to the pshatel of the bar mitzvah boy. What happens if you have a katan, when he was 12 years old, on Erev Pesach, during Pesach, or from Pesach Rishon until Pesach Sheni, he became a gadol, he started putting on tefillin. Now does he have to go and bring a Pesach Sheni? No, of course not. After all, he was part of. If you hold that Sheni Teshulim in the Rishon Hu, and a Chanami is part. But if you hold that Sheni Regel of Neyatzmai Hu, then he's Mechuyev.
Anybody who didn't bring the first has to bring the second.
Exactly. And this would apply not only to Ger as well, Shkoyach Reb Simcha. Same thing with Gabi. A Ger, person was a Goy on Pesach Rishon, becomes a Ger before Pesach Sheni. According to Bani Yom, that holds Regel of Neyatzmai Hu, he's got to bring a Kompet. Yes, Reb Simcha.
Regel, whatever you understand, is Yom.
Yes, for sure.
So they know of his Sheni is not just it's the chometz and there's the chigas habalsar. I mean, what when you say regal b'atzmo, under what premises is the svar to say
regal b'atzmo is really a borrowed term just like Avshemini Atzeres regal b'atzmo. What he means to say is that it's a brand new chiyuv of bringing a korban pesach.
Okay.
Doesn't mean he has to wear a shtramul that day. No, the word regal b'atzmo means that it's a bezunder na'ay chiyuv. It's not hashlom adik chiyuv. It's a brand new
chiyuv. He doesn't have to do beer chometz.
He doesn't have to do beer chometz, right? Good. Anyway, so bottom line is, according to that man di omar, it's not that in parshas of Tumah, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a backup option of Tashlumin like we thought. And with this we were able to distinguish between the Nozer that became Tomei and between the person that didn't bring his carbon Chagig. But rather, it's a regal of Neal, nothing to do with Hilchis Tumah. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you didn't bring a day number of Pesach Rishon, you got a Pesach Sheni, a brand, it's not Ashlom, it's a brand new Chiyuv. Just like by a Bochor Bar Mitzvah. So right tomorrow, my ikel meim, according to that, then my teretz falls away. Elam Rav Papa Kesav Rabbi Yochanan, Laila Inim Mechuses Man. Oh, Yekasha Nishka Kasha. This is really what Barry was touching upon on the Umar Aleph. The reason why a person doesn't bring his kabbonis, Motzah Shvi, before the morning, is not because there's a problem in the Gavra. There's a problem in the Chavtza. This person is just as Mechuyiv as if it's already morning. It's taka only night. It's only 8-9 o'clock at night. It's dark outside. He is mechuyev to bring the kabanos as if it was already 8 o'clock the next morning. Why isn't he bringing the kabanos? Because he wanted to base the midrash. He knocked on the door and they said, "Rabbi, close for business. Come back tomorrow morning." We're busy being makta the chalovim and ivorim, and the kohanim are busy eating up the chatois v'shomis before this man. It shouldn't become noiser eating up the chaz v'shoik, etc., etc. The point is, they are busy with other stuff. We don't bring kabbonis at night. However, that happens to be, in Yiddish, they always used to say, "Tuz hazaitig inyan."
Right.
That's not that the person is potter. Inyan tzedodi. He is mechuyi meikar the dina to bring his korbanos already at night, and therefore the new nazirus already begins already at night. It's already chal. He can't bring his korbanos. Yeah, that's because of this. Some oynis rachman patre. The doors of the Beis Hamikdash are closed. But lemaizi mechuyi is mechuyi now in the new korbanos, which means the new nazirus is ready to be chal. That's why if he becomes tama, he has to go and bring a new set. But it's not because. So what's the Gemara's status? We assumed that at night the person is potter from bringing a carbon, just like the chiger is potter by a marishain, said Rabbi Yochanan. You don't have to be mashlim for someone who's potter. So why do you have to be mashlim and bring a second set of kabanas for a person who's potter at night? After all, he's potter from bringing a carbon. Nine! The premise is faulty. He's mechuyev to bring his karbanis at night. So why don't you? Beis Hamikdash is closed. I couldn't
that's
get in.
That's what Rabbi Yochanan holds.
Yeah, okay.
It's a real
right. But then we're focusing on Rabbi Yochanan. Yes, what's up there?
A chiger who recovers from the period of Tashlumen.
No.
I mean, aren't we saying effectively, Breira, he really was able to, he didn't fully heal yet. I mean, it's sort of like the fact that somebody has a mum over, it means that their mum really wasn't such a mum. It was able to recover during the period of Tashlumen. It's sort of like he really wasn't that much of a chiger if he can suddenly, run the marathon on Chumash. It's not the same. A chiger who is able to recover fully wasn't such a chigir than any mission. So it's, in a way it was sort of chal on him as a gavra. You're smiling.
He's saying an interesting svara. The Gemara holds, even let's say, I hear your case. What happens if it is a case, a person goes to the doctor on the first day, he goes and takes a CAT scan, and he takes an MRI, and the doctor certifies you are a permanent chigir, there's no way of helping you.
It's miraculous.
Exactly. Next day he wakes up, he goes to the doctor, I can't believe my eyes. I can't believe it. Can I know her? It's a mamisha feet from home. That he has now two good feet that he's walking. So you would agree in such a case.
Okay. Yeah, but you don't need that.
Of course you don't need it. I'm dramatizing it just to fact.
There everybody's mind.
But. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So now the Maisa, the Gemara is saying, you cannot compare the original Kasha that we asked from Naziris and Nishka Kasha. Excuse me. The reason why you have to be mashal with a new set of kabbonis because he was taka roi to bring the kabbonis at night, as opposed to the chiker who is not roi to bring his kabbonis. I have a new kasha, and now again we're going to not to left field. Now we're going back to center field, and we're going to ask a kasha now from a zav. What's a din by a zav? Ushtayim bayoim, maybe. Shtayim balayla, v'achas bayoim, ainen maybe. What are we talking about? What is this all about? Okay, so now you have a zav. So let's remember quickly, do a quick chazar in Hilchas zav. A zav that only sees one ziva emission, it has a din like a balkeri. A balkeri, he has to go to the mikveh that day, herif shemesh, he's totally tohar, everything is fine. What happens if he sees two emissions of ziva? Two. He has to already count shiv in the kiyam. He has a din of a zav god. This is different than a zava. Zava is going to be a three. By a zav, even two times. This is another daf kamina. This is yomim. This is re'iyos. Fine, okay. Good. Two times he becomes a zav god. He has to count shiv in the kiyam. What happens if he sees three times? Not only shiv in the kiyam, he has to go and bring karbanos. He has to bring karbanos. Aha. Okay. So now, you have to count shiv in the kiyam. So the person saw three times l'mashal. He's now izav gadol. He's counting out now 7 days. 1, 2, 3, 4. Baruch Hashem, every day is clean. Every day he's checking. Morning and night. Clean, clean, clean. 7 full days. 7 full days are over. He went and he toibled in the mikvah. Now the next day, on the 8th day, he's going to go and bring his karbonis out to Mechusi Kippurim because of the fact that he was izav. Now, after he went to the mikveh, and now it's already nighttime, guess what happens? He sees ziva again. Now, if he only sees ziva again once, it's not a problem. It's like a balkeri. But what happens if he sees two or three times? When did he see? Did he see at night? Did he see during the day? So, Timur of Rabbi Yochanan, Ro'achas Balayla, if he sees one at night, night meaning after the 7 days are over, he sees one ziva emission at night. Ushtayim b'yom, he sees the next day two more. maybe then he has to bring a second set of korbanos. Besides the first set of korbanos that he was mechuyev, he has got to bring a second one. Similar like Naziris that we spoke about before. But what happens if after the mikveh, that night, he saw shtayim b'layla, he saw two that night, v'achas b'yoyim, and one the next morning, eina maybe, then he doesn't bring the korban. Now what's the difference between one and two? And two and one, after all, both of them add up to three, was menafkimina. So Rashi explains, we'll see the Rashi in a moment, Rashi brings B'shem Rav Yosef from Mesechtes Krisus, that the reason is because the first time the Zav sees Ziva, it's only Kikeri Ba'alma. This is garnished. Aha. And so therefore, that he saw at night, that's neutral. It's not considered to be an extension of the earlier Ziva from which he had toiveled earlier that day. It's still not carry, it's still Gornish. The Ziva didn't start it. When does a Ziva Chiyuv hit? The next morning, the next day. The next day is already Ro'i to bring Karbonis the next morning. So therefore it's now a new beginning. And now Nebuchadnezzar became a Zav yet again, the second and the third time that next day. He has to bring a new set of kabbalas. Masha Enkain, if he saw two of them at night, and Kolshkin, if he sees all three of them at night, then we say that this is still a continuation of the old Ziva. It's like a Ziva Arichtihi, because he didn't start seeing at a time when he was mechuyev to bring the kabbalas. Because at night you can't go and bring a carbon.
Talking about the eighth day.
We're talking night about Matzah 7 before the beginning of the 8th.
Okay, yeah.
The night in between
it's
7 and 8.
Exact question.
Same exact question, just like by Nasir. It's the night between day number 7, when he was Matayr himself, and day number 8 the next day. Why does Rabbi Yochanan distinguish between 1 plus 2 and 2 plus 1? Because Rabbi Yochanan holds that if Yitaka saw 2 at night, or for that matter, 3 at night, you do not get a new Chiev Ziva. Why don't you? It's considered to be Ziva Arichti. It's just a continuation of the previous Ziva from which you were Matai yourself. Why is it considered to be? Because I didn't come to a new day yet when I'm a Chuyif to bring Kabbanis. It's only at night. The night is an extension of the previous 7 days. So why is that different than if you saw one and you saw two? Says Rashi, because when you see one at night, that's really neutral because it's Keri Ba'alma. There's no Chiv yet of Ziva. When does the Ziva begin? When I see the next morning, the two and the three on the next day. The next day is already a new period because then I'm already Ro'i to bring the Karbanos. Oh, so I see Rabbi Yochanan is distinguishing between whether the Chiv was at night or the Chiv is the next day. Meaning that if I saw two or three at night, since it's still at night, I didn't start the next day, I didn't get to Yom HaShemini, it's a Ziva Richta, it's still a continuation. That's just the opposite of what we said by Nazir. We said by Nazir, we just said a moment ago, the Laila Eina Mechusas Man. If Laila Eina Mechusas Man, so already from night it's already broad daylight. I'm ready to bring the Kabbanis. The only reason I'm not bringing the Kabbanis is because the base of English is you can't ask any question. This was your Svara that you said that Laila Mechusas Man. So then in the Chayra, what the Gemara is saying is, I don't understand how you said a moment ago, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Laila Eina Mechusas Man. I see Rabbi Yochanan holds Laila is Mechusas Man. Because if Laila ain't a Mechusas Man, even if he sees all three Ziva emissions at night, I should say he's a confirmed brand new Zav. It didn't come to the period yet when he's able to bring Kabbanis. He's Mechuyev to bring Kabbanis at night. He couldn't bring it because the Beis Midrash is closed. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Let's see quickly the Rashi, and then afterwards we'll address Rabbi Yonah's Gutta Kasha. Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan, it's already the second of the narrow lines, which 6 lines from the top of the Amud. Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Laila Mechusazan, Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan, Ro Achas Belaila, Zav, Shesofar Shiva Nekim Kimishpatoi, he counted 7 days, V'toval, V'herav Shimshoi, Oh, because v'ro achas b'laylu shtayim l'mocher, one at night and two the next day. Maybe korban al tumishni yizu. He's got to bring a new set of karbonis for the new tuma levad min hakarbin shiyavi al harishoina. When is he going to bring it? Now he's tuma. He's the chazak. V'yavishne kabbalas kishitar. You'll have to wait another shivin nikiyim, and then he'll bring both sets. Hoyil v'loy ro'o hashniya ad shiyotza lishoa shihiru uyil lahavi karbon yesh loy tashlumen. Since he didn't see the second one until the shoru uyil lahavi karbon the next morning, he saw taka one at night. But he saw the next morning, he saw the second and the third. And the second and the third, that's when he's ro'i lahavi karbon. Therefore, this tashlumen, you have to bring a second karbon. V'af al shniya yavi. Aval pisha tchilasa b'toich zman karbon rishayna. Even though the first emission, the first ri'ya was at night, le'yamrin chadatumi. We don't see it's an extension of the first ziva. Why not? Opinish Rav Yosef as a tam b'sechus krisis. V'isha ri'ya rishayna shel zav. Eina elke kerbi alma. It's like garnish. It's nothing. When he's going to see tomorrow morning brand new zivois, that's mitzterevus badayu. Then it will go and schlep mit the first one together with the second and the third. Rashi is going to say later, b'shem Rav Yosef Masechtas Krisus, the emison. This is the way every ziva, every normal zav, the first time is not mechuy of anything. When he's because just kikar bealma. When he sees the second time is mitzterev. It's like it's. It awakens. It's moir lamafreya, as if the first one it's chos v'neir, if you will. It goes and tells
without
you.
Without that, you'll never have a zav.
Exactly. If you're going to always tell me, you always disqualify the first ones. How? Yeah, unless you have, you know, 5, 10 emissions, one after the other. Because each time, the first emission is always going to be kerbi alma. The chos the end of chamach when he sees the next one and two the next day. Mitzrev was badai. Hachanami. Even though the first one was still within the carbon rishon of the first chi of kabbanis, ki hada chazi in the chamacham itzdar v'badayu. Sefreit yitz Rashi. If he's alkadai, the chalayla in a mechusas man. Afil rosh loshdan balayla ze. Even if he saw all three at night, kvar yotzim his man rishon. He's already finished with his man rishon. He didn't bring his kabbanis. He's mechuyev to bring the kabbanis. So why didn't he? The base midrash is locked. It's a zaiti gezacht. It's a tzedodi di gezacht. And that being the case, that's the loch of laila in a mechusas man. So he should be mechuyev to do a brand new carbon. He loved this vilay. L'choyde mujmin zog that he holds laila is mechuser zman, and therefore says mechuser zman means I didn't reach day number 8 yet. I'm still within the range of the first 7 days. I'm still part of that original ziva period. Hilchachem rosh time balayla havi lo ziva richlis alanga ziva. Which is mamish a steer of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, make up your mind. Do you say that Laila is mechuses man or Laila is ainah mechuses man? By nazirus l'chayra, I see that Laila is ainah mechuses man, and that's the reason why you have to bring a brand new set of kabbonis when he becomes tamei at night. And I see by the case of by zav that Laila is mechuses man, and even if he saw at night 1, 2, 3, 4 times, he sees 20 times, it's all still part of the alta ziva. That's right, Digmar. Yes, Barry.
It's not a question of Lila is not Zman Riyah.
Yeah.
Seeing you can't show a Kohen a Baharis at night. It's amazing you can't do it.
You're talking about Metzoyrim, but that's doing a Ziva. Ziva, you don't have to show anything.
No, it's not the idea of seeing.
No, it's feeling it. He feels it.
Let me ask you a question. Putting aside our case of Digmar, person goes and sees Ziva at night. He was never Zab before in his life. The first ziva at night, and he sees it 2 zivas a night, and he sees 3 zivas a night. Does he become a zav gadol or not? Yes.
Yeah.
Why? Is it night? So he puts on the electric light, or he puts on the candle, and he sees that his begodim unfortunately happens to be stained, exactly.
And he feels it,
exactly. So the din of ziva. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, says Okti Moriyatz Izach Vayt Shvem Mit Rabbi Yochanan Beisol Kadaitok Sover Rabbi Yochanan. 8 lines from the top. Because of Beisol Kadaitok Sover Rabbi Yochanan Laila Einem Mechus Zman. Afil Shteim Ba Laila Vachas Beyoyim. It should be maybe. Every the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan on his own holds Laila Einem Mechus Zman. Ki Ka'omer Rabbi Yochanan. When did Rabbi Yochanan say that he has to go and be maybe? L'divri oyma laila mechuses man. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan on his own, he himself privately holds laila ainah mechuses man, and that's why the nozer becomes tummy at night. He's going to have to bring a brand new set of kabbanis. He's not mechuyev yet. Yes, he is mechuyev. So why didn't he bring it? Beis Hamikdash is locked. I'm sorry. That's called Laila Einam Mechusis Mayim. Aye, how come by Zav he doesn't hold the same way? He says that Ro'o Shtayim Balaila V'Achas B'Yoyim Einam Mevi. Why? It's a brand new day. According to the other guy. Who's the other guy? Chizkiya, who disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan. He holds Chashan Nishkai Gai. But the other one that's Mechulik on Rabbi Yochanan, he holds Laila is Mechusis Man. According to the man, the Yom holds Laila Mechusis Man. Shnayim Balaila V'Achas B'Yoyim Einam. Maybe, but according to me, the body would be maybe. Fake Timara. The Dibi Oimer. Pshita. What's the Chiddush? It's a Chadova Poshit. According to that, Mandi Omar, since the Beis Midrash is locked, the new Chiyav only begins the next morning. So, what if you see two at night? It's a Ziva Rechti. So, what's the Chiddush? Says the Gemara, the Chiddush is not on the case of two at night. Va'achas Bayoim, that he's Potur. Because since Laila is Mechusar's man, he didn't start the new Ziva period yet. The Chiddush is on the other side. Shtayim b'yoyim v'achas b'layla. Really should say the other way around. Achas b'layla u'shtayim b'yoyim. That in such a case we said, achas b'layla u'shtayim b'yoyim, that he is mevi, that's its trichalei. That is the Chiddush, that you do have to bring a new one. It was achas b'layla, so that's a continuation. And two, the next day, why should you have to go and bring a new one? I'll tell you why. Because the achas b'layla was neutral. That's just a balkeri's garnish. The next two were the next day. That's already the zman of avos kabanois. Oh, that's why you're mechuyev. Says the Gemara, that's a chiddush. Kasolka daita chamina. I would think at kafta drav shisha b'rei drav idi. And therefore, I would think you should not have to bring kabanis. Kamashal and k'rav yosef, that you do have to bring kabanis. Who is Rav Shish b'rei Rav Idi and who is Rav Yosef? Ah, Rav Yosef we quoted before in the Rashi. What did Rav Yosef say before? The reason why when you have Achas Balaila, Ushtayim B'yoyim, the reason why you're Mechuyiv to bring Karbonis is because even though the one at night is the Chayra continuation, Ziva Richtihi, no, but every single time the first Re'iyah is always nothing. It's only Keri Ba'alma. It's always you look at the second and the third. And the second and the third were during the day, the next day. So Vani is Mechuyiv. That's what Rav Yosef said. In the Sechtes Krisis of Shisha B'Rei Rav Idi asks Akash at him. He says, no, you cannot compare the regular three to our three. The regular three, the reason why the other two are mitzaref to the first one, even though that the first one is nothing because it's just Keri Ba'alma. But that's the Zayis of Tutayra, that the first one is Keri Ba'alma. If you don't see anything more finished, go to the Mikveh Herev Shemesh in Yatar. But if you see number two, it's Choz V'Neir, it's Mitzarev to the first one, and now I have Shivanakim. If I have three, I have a carbon. Says Rav Shisha B'Rei Rav Idi, but that's because all three of them were Bizman Chiyuv. All three of them happened at a time of Chiyuv, during the day, during the night. It was Bizman Chiyuv. Masha Enkin, in our case of Yosef, you're wrong. Because the first one was still at night. Still at night, the Hemshech of the old seven Ziva days, where he didn't bring Karbonis yet the next morning.
Laila Mechusis Man.
And Laila Mechusis Man, according to this man, the Omar. So it's as if my newsman, not as if, the newsman didn't begin yet, I'm still part of the old man. If I'm still part of the old man, that one should not be mitzarev to the other two. When do I say that the one in the Saturday night two, when all three of them were Bizman Chiyuva? Say the first one is Saki Keri, then it's mitzarev to two and to three. But here the first one was not Bizman Chiyuva. Because since I said it's a good takasha for Rav Shisha, so therefore I would think that she should not have to bring new kabbalas.
It's only two. Two doesn't bring a car.
Exactly, because the next day only have two. That's all right.
It's spotted.
And five days with Gemara. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. According to the man, the Yom, the Laila Mechusis Man, that I still bring a garment kid of Yosef that I do not hold like Rav Shisha, and I hold like Rav Yosef Svara, that even though the first one is garnished, and even though it was Taka Mechusis Man, and therefore it should be an extension of the original Ziva, if it would only be that one, it would Taka be an extension of the original Ziva. But by the fact that I have two new ones the next day, it's as a choz v'neir, it's mitzarev, and that's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan Alibe de Mandioma Laila Mechusar Zman. So it was a very gishmaki Gemara, as you can see, quite challenging. But bottom line is, what our Gemara fiatos is, that the din of Rabbi Yochanan of Tashlumin, that Tashlumin is only in a person that was mechuyev, not a person that's potter. I, by Nozir, why is he mechuyev to go and bring a brand new set of karbonis when he became tamei at night, when the chayri was a potter dika, he was like a chiger? Says the Gemara, no. He was not potter at all. He was taka mechuyev at night. So why didn't he bring it at night? The smigish was closed. Laila mechus is man. But he started the new chiyev of the new days, and therefore he has to bring a new set of kabbalas. So lechoyra by zad, the same thing should apply. He should have to go, if he saw three times the marshal that night after tovel in the mikvah, he should be mechuyev to go and bring new kabbalas. Einach anami. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he would be mechuyev. So why does it say, Aina maybe? Because he's going to the man the yom that holds laila mechus. But in a chamei l'shitosa, you would take a be mechuyev.
It's strange that he says a shita for somebody else.
For somebody else, okay. No,
it's not the derech. Say a shame.
Say a shame. Okay.
We should all do that. We should have somebody else's derech.
Hard to say. And continuing on, now we go back to the Mishnah. Now from here until the end of the today's daf, Baruch Hashem, it's much more agada tzedik, much less challenging. It's very gishmak. The Gemara is asking a very curious question on the Lashon of the Pasuk. A chesroin means something is missing. Lihimonois means to count. L'choyit should say v'chesroin liyuchal lihimalois, that you have something which is missing, you cannot fill the void. You have a hole, you can't fill it. But he says, I have a hole, I can't count it. Doesn't make sense. It's only bar hei hei lehil. But hey, says to Hill, hi, Lehimanois. Yes, we'll talk about it in a moment. Lehimalois, shouldn't it say Lehimalois, not Lehimanois? You're right. What this pasuk is telling you is, sometimes you're organizing a committee to go and build a brand new mikveh in Shtot, and they say, Yankel, you come and join us to go and build a mikveh. It's not an easy job. We're going to have to collect funds, and there's going to be a snagdus, and there's going to be people say, we don't need one, blah, 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 blah. Join us. I'm sorry, I'm too busy. I see you find a yid, you don't need me, and he stays out of it. And then Baruch Hashem, 5 years later, Baruch Hashem, they have the new Chanukah Sabayis for the new mikveh, and they say, Yankel, were you part of it? No. Chesli Yuchali Monas, if you weren't Nimim Chaberev, you missed out, you lost it, and unfortunately, this is a Chesron, Yuchali Monas, that you failed to be Nimna with your Chaberim for Edvar Mitzvah. That's what the Gemara says. Let's, before we continue on, where is there Bar Hei Hei? So I'm sure all of you know from Pirkei Avos, you have Bar Hei Hei as well. And does it say Bar Hei Hei?
Right,
okay, where is it Bar Hei Hei? Anybody have a siddur?
Last
Mishnah in 5th Perek in Pirkei
Avos. It's a strange name.
Oh, so now let's first see the first Mishnah, and you like the last Mishnah in Perek Hei. Worst they don't in the.
Why doesn't it say his own name?
So we have Perek Chamishi, the last Mishnah. They don't the Mishnah. Oh,
from Tzad.
Ben Bag Bag Oimer Hafochba Hafochba the Kulaba Uva Techsi V'Siv Uvleiva Uminolis Zua Shein Lachamida Toiva Heimena. This is Ben Bag Bag. Ben Hey Oimer Lafum Tzara Agra. Where is the Ben Bag Bag? Where is the Ben Hey Hey? Look at the Taisis. I give all the Taisis. It's a short Taisis, three Taisis before the end, middle of the Omid. Bar Hey Hey Lihilal, Yesh Beforshim Shiger Hoya. I give in Ager. So how does he get the name like Bar Hey Hey? Aina ben Avraham v'Sara shenin toysef hei bishmon. Avraham v'Sara were megayer es hanoshim, megayer es hanoshim, right? Avraham Avinu and Sara Imenu. Each one of them had hei added to their names. Avram, Avraham, Sarai became Sarah. Sager is like an enikel from Avram and Sarah ben hei hei, bar hei. V'chein ben Bagbag. The Kula HaGemara is also Oilehei. If you do simple arithmetic, if you add Beis and Gimel, Beis is 2, and Gimel is 3, 2 plus 3 is 5, so you have the same thing, Ben-Hei, Ben-Bag.
They didn't all call themselves the same name.
Exactly.
Would you know the difference? But you see that he was a Balagoda.
Yeah.
He only is mentioned for Haggadah.
Yes, Mendy.
So then
Hei
Aleph, Hei Yud. It
says Hey Ishman. Yeah.
It is called Hey
Aleph. It should only say Hey. It shouldn't say the Hey Mita Aleph Nishmita Yud.
You're right.
Yeah. I think in the.
But I think in the Pigyos, with a Hey. With an Aleph.
I mean Hey Aleph. May not say. Look quickly, Mendy for them, for Mendy's Kasha.
This could be
just
a printing thing.
Telling me how to pronounce it.
George Hey Aleph.
Please show this to Mendy. At the very top, Mendy. Look at the very top. Top line, Vushtait. Ben
says,
end the line.
Hey
Aleph. Ben, hey, I am Mitan Aleph. Hey, Baruch Hashem. Okay. Anyway, it's good, and we continue on. Beautiful Gemara. Zok Gemara Tani Nami Hochi. I bring a raya from a braisa that's taka the emes of pshat. When it says li he monois, it means she nimnu chaver of the dvar mitzvah. Tani mahachi, movies like yuchal liskan say shabita krishma shel shachas, a krishma shel arvis. Oy shabita tvil shel shachas, oy tvil shel arvis. And we're talking about that he wasn't mashlim at the next tvilah like Rabbi Cohen asked before. He didn't daven a second shmanesra. It's already the next day. It's already too late. V'chasal yuchal li monois zeh she nimnu chaver dvar mitzvah. V'lumayne, oh, so you see takli monois, takli nimni mo, like we said before. Now, since we talked about Bar Hey Hey, we're going to talk about other Bar Hey. Only about Bar Hey Lehil. Midas Lashen Pasik Lishavsam Isam Beit Tzadik Lerosh Ben Oibed El Kim Lasher Loi Avodai. Go and see the difference between a Tzadik mit a Rosh and between the person who's an Oibed El Kim and a person who Loi Avodai that's not an Oibed El Kim. So now Bar Hey asks, aren't you repeating yourself? Hainu Tzadik, Hainu Oibed El Kim, Hainu Rosh, Hainu Asher Loi Avodai. Why does the Pasik repeat itself twice? Why is it redundant and repetitive? Oh, Maloi, Avodai V'Loi Avodai, Travayu Tzadiki Gemuri Ninu. Ve'nedoi Meshoyne Pirka Me'epa Omem, Meshoyne Pirka Me'epa Omem V'Echad. Famous Gemara. What's the Gemara saying? Going back to the Pasik. V'shavtem Isa Me'en Tzadik L'Rosh. There's a difference between a Tzadik and a Rosh.
That everybody can see.
Now, in the tzaddikim itself, there are now two sets of tzaddikim. You have a tzaddik who's an oivir alikim, and you have a tzaddik ashaloi avodai. Who's the tzaddik who's an oivir alikim? The one that learned 101 times. Who's ashaloi avodai? The one that only learned 100 times. That sounds very, very strange. He learns 100 times shas. A tzaddik, yeah, but aloi avodai. He didn't serve Hashem. It's a shver. So the Mefarshim say that the reason why a person learns 100 times because Epis is people have the belief that once you learn something 100 times, then I'll remember it forever, I'll never forget it. The person who's learning now 101 times, he is saying the reason why I'm learning is not because you all forget and forget. I'm doing L'shem Shemayim. I'm doing it for Rabbi Yishalom Zvegan. Not just to go and remember, but because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants me to learn the Torah. I know it already forever. I learned it 100 times. I'm never going to forget it. But I continue learning another time because the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah. Then this is what Zachsidi Shavar, which perhaps Reb Simcha wants to go and say. I don't know if it's B'Hashem, but whoever. Maybe I'm going to say the wrong word and you'll tell me another one. And therefore 100 times is that you learn Torah, taki good. But the 101 means the 100 of learning, and you remember that there's an echad, that there's a rabbi nishalayim. That's the 101. That in addition to learning the 100, you got to go and remember that's the du rabbi nishalayim of the velt. Oh, that's probably your word, yeah? That's the 101. Interesting, the zach is that it says, not in Chassidish Yisvarim, but it says in the Marsha as well as in the Masoris Hashas. If you look in the Masoris Hashas, it's either you have it on the side or it's ois hay at the top. Or you say nira derotz loyma drashetavis min oivid alikim laasher is gimatria kuf aleph. In other words, we said in this pasuk v'shavter meisem ben oivid alikim laasher loy avodai. So look at the oisius oivid alikim laasher. Ayin of oivid is 70. Aleph alikim is 1. 70 and 1 is 71. And the lamed of laasher is 30. 71 and 30 is 101. That's gimatria kuf aleph. Bereshitavis min loy avodai, from the words loy avodai, lamed and ayin is just 100 gematria meya. So therefore, in the pasuk itself, lichtis chilu between 101 and between.
This 100. Elikim is also the one. That's
elikim. That's exactly. Was
it? And just a slightly nuanced difference in Sefer Tanya, that Altadevi brings this inyan. And he says that it was the custom then. People always learned 100 times. So that was just the natural nature.
Right. Saying. It's just similar to what we were saying.
He gave Kegan the strum. He shows he's not just ordinary.
The teeth of the whole thing is that the guy, if he's learning because he wants to be, he knows, I'm a brilliant chacham.
Gemara Shabbos talks about the three people who came to Hillel to be converted.
Right.
Interesting, Bar Hey Hey is when Tosfos was a convert, maybe he's one of those three.
Maybe when they write the biography of Maharaj,
because that looks like a chutzpah.
The Zaynish can have him. You could speculate, it's not a problem. You have another bite.
So you said, what's between tzaddik and so what's a tzaddik? What's the other kimi?
Yeah.
Tzaddik is the guy who owned 100.
Both of them are tzaddikim. They both learned it 100 times, 101 times. But the tzaddik that learns 101 times is a much greater mal than the person who learns 100 times. And the Gemara gives even a nice word. Say Gemara. He learned Taka only 100 times. He's not an Oivin al Kim. Come on, you're denigrating him totally. Say, I'll bring you a Rai Mishuk Shel Chamorn. From a Shuk Shel Chamorn, if you are hiring an Ezel driver, it means a donkey driver. Asura Parasi Bezuza. Charosa Parasi betray Zuzi. That if you go and rent him for going 10 Basois, a Zuz. What happens if I want to go 11? Okay, you have to pay another Zuz. It's not fair, I'm only going one. It's just like when you go into a taxi.
There's always a Shia.
You go into a taxi today for the first question, 50 cents, whatever happens to be, you can go half a mile. What happens if you go one block further beyond that? You have to pay another 50 cents. Hey, only charge me 5 cents more. I'm only going another 5 inches beyond the half a mile. Makes no difference. Once you go into the next 50, of course, you can go the full, same thing over here anymore. I presume you can go the next 10 parsois as well. But if you only won one parson, oh, sorry, the meter has already gone over to the next zuz, and you have to go and pay too. So it's a similar type of concept. Now, so to adzir into santa chsam soif mendi, which I'm sure you know about, and this is very, very important halacha too. Everybody knows what happens when we change from mash v'ruach and moirat goshen to moirat atol, or you leave it out totally, or the same brach, the same talamotel brach, etc., etc. So, as you know, if a person didn't make a mistake, no problem. If he knows for sure he made a mistake, you gotta either repeat Shemana Esrei, repeat the Bracha, Shema Kaleinu, whatever the halacha is.
Weird.
Yeah, whatever, depends. Weird, what? Good, fine. What happens if it's the first 30 days after the change takes place? Shteit Shulchan Aruch, within the first 30 days, if you're not sure, you have to assume Shigra Delishna, that you go on in the old Lashon, and you have to go back, the old habit, and you have to repeat the Shemana Esrei, repeat the Bracha, wherever you, whatever the halacha is. Fine. Says now Merami Rutenberg, since but this din of 30 days, by the way, is a Yerushalmi. It's not a Babi, it's a Yerushalmi. So, Marami Rutenberg, since there's this day that within the first 30 days, a person is going to go and still use the habit forming and still say it the way he did it previously, what a person can do is, on the first day of Yom Tov, he can go and say the number of times that one says, Mashav Ruach Amar Degoshen or Moir Atol or whatever, he should go and say it.
He sticks it into the Brach, of course.
He says, he doesn't just say Moir Atol, Moir Atol, Moir Atol, Moir Atol. He says, yeah, Ati Yibolai Mashav, etc., etc. If he says it the number of times that you say it in 30 days, then you already got into the habit of saying it, and then from that time on, then you don't have to go and repeat it. And this is brought in Shulchan Aruch, both the Machab and the Ramah say, and therefore, Takam Rami Rutten, because, right? If you want, you can go and say it 90 times, 30 times 3, right? 3
Shemana Esrei,
and then it gets Shigur Lishna. Says a chelik some soifer, he thinks that the Mechab and the Ramah are off. Why did the Merami Rutenberg say communion the number of 30 days? He should have said 90 times. This is the meaning of 30 days. He says because we're referring to the halacha is said about the first day of Pesach. The first day of Pesach, when do you start saying, when do you charge for Mashav Ruach Amar, when do you charge to Moir Atol, is by Musaf. So now let's make a cheshbon. How many Shemana Esreis are you going to go and say within the next 30 days? You start off the first day of Pesach. So if you just went 3 Shemana Esreis a day, Shachas, Mincha, Mariv, 30 days, you'd say 90 altogether. However, he says Pesach, you already lost out on the Mariv and on the Shachris, because you're starting at Musaf, so that the first time you're going to go and say it from the 3 is going to be the Mincha in that afternoon. So from the 90 that you normally have, you have to, one thing we'll talk about Musaf in a moment, so 90 you have to go and take off 2, and you're down to 88. Add to the 88, says, I'm sorry if we were talking about the Mechutz Laretz, you have 8 days of Yom Tov that you say every day Musaf, so 8 plus 88, gets you to 96. In addition to that, in the next 30 days, you're going to have 3 Shabbos. You're going to tell me you have 4 Shabbos? No, because 1 Shabbos is already in Pesach. Pesach is 7 days. Usually within 7 days, you have 1 Shabbos in between. So therefore, you have only 3 more Shabbos. So now we've added now to the 96, you add 3 Shabbos of Musaf, you have 99. And Rish Chodesh Iyar is always 2 days. 2 days plus 99 is 101 times. That's what the Maharam of Rutenberg said, that if you do it over a period of 30 days, if you chazer the number of times you say Moira Tol during the 30 days, how many times is that? 101 times. Because of our Gemara, because he says that guarantees that he'll certainly remember it forever. It's 100 times.
But then,
if it's
forever, then why 6 months later you have to do the other thing 101 times?
No, see, he says that the halach is brought, he says, based on Pesach. He says, "Ein achanai basukas, you'll have to do also 101 times. It's not going to come out exactly 30 days.
It's the end of
Yom, the beginning of Yom. You're going to have to add a couple of more.
That's Ashkenazim, Sfadim don't really have. We don't. If we don't say, if we don't say nothing, if you say Moed Atal, it's good.
Anyway, Aruchaim, I'll show it to him. Grab the Mishnah Berurah brings this Chasam Sofer, the Halacha. Chasam Sofer himself says that even though he holds that this is Taka the Iker Din, but since both the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah say 90 times, if you did it 90 times, you can rely on them. But he says he holds it really, it should be made upon Ve'echa like argument. Anyway, but getting back to Agamor's idea tomorrow, we talk about Nachum Bar-Hey. Omale Eliyahu Bar-Hey. Not Bar-Hey is asking, now we're talking to Bar-Hey. Zokt Eliyahu Novi to Bar-Hey. Omale Odesel Rablaza. Michael Sibishtin Bosi Yine Tzraftich Veloy Bekesi Bechartich Bekur Oini. Tzraftich means to purify and to refine silver. How do you purify and refine silver or gold or other metals, says Rashi? In a eish, in a furnace. Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, no, I am not going to purify and refine you, Yidin, with eish, with fire. Fire, of course, is very painful. Rather, I chose for you a furnace of anius, of poverty. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to give us a midah toiva to refine us and purify us. Why anius? Because a person who's an ani, he's constantly being misspelled to the Rabbi Shalom, help me out, help me out. Mm-hmm. And therefore, that's a bracha for yidin. Some of Arshim say that don't understand this gemara literally anius. He means the midah that an ani has, that he has a ruach hachno'a, a shval ruach, because he feels bad that Nebuch, he doesn't have money and he's always misspelled, he always subjugates himself to the Rabbi Shalom. Oh, Mishmu will be same Rav Yosma, and the Amri Inchi. You are a useful, you doy. Anius is good for a yid. Ki barza sumka lesusya chivra. Like a red sash for a white horse. If you ever go to, they want to go and give awards to people that have beautiful animals, they have this beautiful white horse. If he has a nice red sash, oh, now it really stands out, it dramatizes, it shows in a very dramatic way the whiteness of the horse, the redness of the sash. So also, Yofa, Yod, and Yusel, Yudoy, and Yus Fayid is good like such a red sash. I don't understand what it means.
Sukkim like that, of Yisuk, consistent. In other words, if you have everything, if you're what I got to be misspelled for, and I know he has to be misspelled.
Zayiket. Good. Now we go back to the Mishnah, which is Shimon and Masi, Oimer, Ezo, Movish, Lo Yuchel, Liskoin, Zehabo, Allah, Erva, Oilem, Mena, Mamzer. If you remember, Pinchas already asked when we were learning the Mishnah, even just living with her, the Choyre is already a Muvis, not just the Hoylid Menem, the Freyti Mora, Hoylid in, Loi Hoylid Loi, only if it was Moylid, but if he's not Moylid, not, Voha Tanya Chaba Praisa. The same Reb Shimon Ben Asya Oimer, Goin of Odom, Ef Shiach Sir Genova Viatakin. Person can go and do Tshuva, give back the Geneva. Goizel Odom, Ef Shiach Sir Gzela Viatakin. Atikun. Avol, Habal Eishish Ish. The Osra Lebal of a person, Chas Shalom, commits adultery, Rachamon Litzlan, with an Eishes Ish. And now she's Asura to go back to her Baal. Now this is irrevocable, irremediable, because an Eishes Ish, Chas Shalom, Zana is never allowed to go back to her Baal. So it's called that the movie.
That's how the Mishnah started.
Exactly. So what do you have to talk about the fact that Hoylim, I feel no mamzer, just the fact that they lived one time together, she's not allowed to go back to her husband. It's good gefreit, a starke kash. Now, before we get to the Teretz, the Gemara finishes off the Brais, and the Gemara is going to give 3 or 4 Terutz, and we'll see. But what does the Brais continue? Reb Shimon Yochai Oimer, Ein Oimer Bakru Gomol, Bakru Chazir, El Bakru Tle. If a person wants to bring a Karban Beis Mikdash, you have to go have Bikur Arbo Yom. You have to inspect it to make sure it's not a Baal Mum. Do you go and say, let's check out this camel, whether it has a Mum or not. Let's check out this Chazer. Are you crazy? You can't bring those for a Karban anyway. El Bakr Tleh, a Tleh which is Roy to bring a Karban, then you do inspection.
Who said? Say,
oh, so he's saying the same thing over here. When you say Mu'ubis La Yucha Liskoin, you're talking about someone who's Roy and goes astray, goes off the Derech. That's the Chesron La Yucha Liskoin. That's the Mo'ubis La'yucha Liskoin. But someone who was never on the derech to start off with, he's like the Gomel or the Chazi. You don't go and say, let's see, he's not part of the club, so to speak. The Talmud Chacham never went astray, he was on the club and he went away. It's like a tzipor that Nebuch got lost from its kan, from its nest, and then ish noidim koimai, Nebuch he wanders away from his real place. Nebuch, I distance myself from the Torah, and that's why I'm far away. Okay. Anyway, but let's nochem the kasher. Shim Manasi in our mission says Hoyle Menem Mamzer, and the Brisa says if he lives with an Eishes Ish, everything more like kasher. Can be Choyse Pnuya, can be Eishes Ish. When a person lives with his sister, who's a Pnuya, why is the Gemara chap on that she's a sister? Because that's an Issacharis. You're not allowed to live with an Issacharis. However, she's a Pnuya, meaning that the living with her alone is not going to go and ask her Labala, because she has no Baal. She's a Pnuya. So therefore, the Svara of Asa Labala that we have in the Brisa doesn't apply to a Chosa Pnuya. But if Chas Shalom, if he lives with her and he has a child, Hoyle Mena Mamzer. Oh, so therefore, that would be an Afkimina. Kamba Chosa Pnuya, Kamba Eishes Ish. But Eishes Ish, that's the shot of the Brisa, that as soon as he lives with her, that's already moved. It's La'yucha Liska, and there's no way to remedy. She's Asa Labala forever. But our mission told Chosa Pnuya that there's no problem. She can go marry anybody she wants because she's still a Pnuya. Only the men and moms will be a problem.
She can't marry a Kohen.
She can't marry a Kohen. Okay, besides
why, the Kohen.
Because by any Pnuya there's no Itzer. I mean, the Itzer of Chas Shom, she happens to be a Nida. And if you do it many times, it becomes a Kodesh and Kadesha. But some.
So why even bring the story of moms? You should just go straight to the Achayis Pnuya.
No, he's asking a stira between our Mishnah and the Braitha. Our Mishnah says only the men and moms, and our Braitha says Asur Labala. So the Braitha is right, we have to hold the men and moms. Sigmar is saying they're talking about two separate examples. Our mission is talking about a case of a choyse pnuya. So there is no Isser Labal. So what's the move is like Yuchaliskoin? If they produce the mamzer. The Brisa is talking about an Eishes Ish. Even without producing a mamzer, it's a move is like Yuchaliskoin. She becomes a Sur Labal.
But in the Vayda itself, there's always Chiva.
Always Chiva.
It's only because you were Chiva.
Exactly.
Did something.
Something which you cannot remedy. Vibo Yisei Mohabab Eishes Ish. Both the Brisa and the Mishnah talk about an Eishes Ish. Vibo Kasha. Kamba Oinis Kamba Rots. The Zweismandach. That the Isser Albal is only if it. Oh, that's the next test. If you talk about an Eishes Yisrael, if it's Boin is Chasa Shom, a person is Ma'anis and Eishes Ish, it's terrible. Throw the books at him, go and kill the guy. But Lamasa, since it's Boinis, she can be Teres Labala. Where would it be a move is Leyuchal Liskoin? If there's a Mamzer. But the fact that he lived together with her, not a problem, I say Aveda, but not on her, on him. Kambarot said, if they did it, however, with she was maskim, she agreed, then she's so a sort of ballad. The boy you say oinis, both of them by oinis. Because she come by H is coin, come by H is but you know by H is coin because she is on a high madrega she married to a coin. Even if Has Shamsan was my answer, she's not allowed to return to her husband. But our mission to my H is Israel, where the only promise since it was boinis, only promise is if Has Shom there is a mams. And we finally finish off, since we spoke about a Talmud Chacham that went astray, says in the pasuk Liyotze Einva Ulava Ein Shalom. What does this pasuk mean? Amarat Kibichi Yotze Odom Midvar Halacha Lidvar Mikra Shub Ein Lishalom. A person who leaves Torah Shebal Peh to go and learn Tanakh, he doesn't
exclusively.
He doesn't feel the same shalom, the same shleimus in his learning. Why not? Says Rashi. It's not only because Tanakh is not on the same madrega as Torah Shebal Peh, but also if a person wants to be masik shmeitza liba dehilchasa, he's going to learn psukim Torah. Oh, I see it says in the Torah about Nozer, it says about Shabbos, about this. Okay, I'm going to learn the halacha from the psukim. You can't learn halacha from the psukim. You can only learn halacha from the Gemara. Therefore, if he's going to be yoytz var halacha, var mikra, chas shalom, ein lo shalom, he may make big boo boos by being moira hayra from a pasuk. You can only be moira hayra from
a Gemara.
Him from his. This is someone who leaves Gemara and learns exclusively Mishnayos. because Mishnah is often also on not Aliba de Hilchasa, because very often the Gemara will say, Dosh Takish in the Mishnah, Bachsur Mechsur Bahachi Gitani, or there's a Machloik in Mitabrais, and there are other Tanoi, etc. Rabbi Yochanan, and this is the most Peledic, Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Mishas Lishas. What means Afilu Mishas Lishas, says Rashi, in the middle of the Amid, if a person leaves Shas Yerushalmi, and he goes to the Shas Bavli, which we are learning, Shu Omuk, the Shas Bavli is considered to be much, much deeper than the Shas Yerushalmi. That's why throughout the generations, people always learn the Shas Bavli, because it's much more challenging. So a Shas Shel Bavli, someone who learns Shas Shel Bavli, it's like Machshakim Chas Shalom, he happens to be Bachoshech. However, the Novominsky Rebbe, if you remember, 100%. So Novominsky Rebbe said by one of the Siyam HaShases, he said, B'Shem HaGodol, I don't remember who, the Machshakim Hoshivani, Poshvim Machshakim Hoshivani, because Baruch Hu placed us and he settled us Machshakim in Choshech, and that's Shas Shel Bavli, which is very pejorative, it's very negative. He said, I know from the Mepharshim says that the word Hoshivani is from the Lashon Menachem Meshiv Nafesh. In Yiddish they say, Hatzach Tekvikt the Neshumah. In other words, that revitalized, that recharged my neshama. The machshakim, this choshech of the golus, the Kodesh Baruch Hu Shivani, he was meishim nefesh by giving me the Talmud Bavli, Baruch Hashem, Zigim, and I, Koyuches. But anyway, the Parsha Pshat Nigmar is you go from Yishalmi to Bavli, you're going from something which is easy to something which is challenging. That's Ein Lo Sholem, he's never happy because he always has the challenges. The top toys brings the second pshat, that even if you go from Bavli to Yishalmi, Yishalmi to Bavli, if you haven't finished, look at the top toys, fourth line. If he finished something without really properly understanding it, you always have to finish something with a ganzkeit before you start on something. Yeah.